K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. What's up? Eddie Greer here on this early Monday morning edition as I'm recording. Monday, May 19th, 2025. If this is your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Busy. Monday coming. Huge news coming out of women's rowing. I just, before hopping on this podcast, just looking at that, we're going to get to that. Well, I'll get to that after this recording, so I'm going to have to follow. It was going to be baseball, which that's going to have to be third on the list here, as we do know K-State's opponent, first-round opponent anyways, in the Big 12 tournament. They're going to be playing on Wednesday. Huge news coming out of rowing as far as coaches goes. We'll get in that episode here, but going back to women's golf to kind of sort of put a bow on what has been a terrific season, but K-State is sort of not done yet. They're done in the team portion of it, though. Missing out on today's Monday, what do you want to call it, finals or whatever you want to call that. But how about the job, the performance this weekend from Lincoln Navarro? She's advancing to the individual portion, if you want to call it semifinals, or whatever you want to call that. And of course, I said it on yesterday's episode, I'll call it or not, if she continues this trend that we have seen ever since we followed her journey here at K-State, she's going to be in play. And behold, she also advances as well for the first time. Yeah, this is their first appearance ever in a K-State, in a NCAA championship setting there. But Navarro, what a weekend for her. And Bernat will represent K-State in an individual portion in Monday's final round of the championship portion of the NCAAs out there in Carlsbad, California there as well. But as far as the team goes, you know, hey, it is what it is at this point. The season's going to be over anyway. But the team's portion, they made it to the finish line. The entire team's not playing thereafter, putting themselves in a deep hole after being in the top 10 going into the weekend, right? And they missed it by four positions, 26 over par, 890. Eight shots below the cut line there. So, yeah. But, yeah, Navarro and Bernat, we're going to the today's final round. Virtue of being the two of the top nine individuals of the non-advancing teams there. So, again, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed of. This is what a season. And maybe, as we get into summer months, come back to this at some point, but it's not officially over. Carla Bonat's still in play, and Lincoln Navarro's stunning play continues here in California. There, here we have Stu Burke, head coach of the women's golf team here after the third round of the NCAAs out there in California. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Monday. Busy and big news coming out of K-State sports. We're going to get into all that here as we begin, as we call it here, EG3 race week. We're also getting to that as well this week here. The countdown to the Bill Snyder half here this week is on. Quote, I think the last 2 days showed some of the stuff we need to clean up and the things we need to get better at, especially at the highest level. And it goes, continues on here. It says, you're not going to get away with those mistakes, but what a great season. I am really, really proud. It was looking as though we had a shot with a few holes to go. The most important thing is just keeping our fans happy, end quote. Oh, you did. Coach, you did so much more than that. Woo! So much more than that. Well, I tell you, hey, he's spot on. I mean, obviously, when you make it to that portion of the season, when you get there, it's so hard to get to any championship level. I think it was actually yesterday on the broadcast. What was it? OKC, for those of you OKC fans in the metro area, advancing to the conference finals against the Timberwolves. I think it was on that OKC Game 7 situation with the Denver Nuggets, right? I believe it was that they were talking about, you know, one of those basketball that I watched. I haven't, unfortunately, watched too much playoff basketball. I'm not going to go down a deep rabbit hole. That's but talking about getting to the deepest level, and it is definitely hard to get to a championship level. When you get there, you can't be making mistakes like that. And look, putting yourself in a hole on Saturday didn't help the cause, because when you're in that situation, when you're in the top 10 there, when you have a call but not, or in a Sylvie Burr, unfortunately, Sylvie Burr has kind of fell off in the postseason. But if you had, obviously, a Lincoln Navarro's play, stunning. Who had that on their bingo card going into the weekend? That Lincoln Navarro would be the other individual of K-State to represent them in the final round here in, not here, but out there in California. You gotta have other people step up to the plate. But you had Nakashima, Nanami Nakashima in there in the first day. So it's one of those things that, hey, maybe you can catch lightning in the bottom the first time, but hey, it's a rarity that you had an opportunity to be at this level, make it to this level, but at the same time, you gotta try to take advantage of the situation of it as well. So you just never know. Whether it's college athletics, high school, I don't give a damn. You have an opportunity, right, to make something happen, and you gotta try to make it happen there as well. We're gonna come at all of this at some point. I know we have the stats. I have a stat sitting here, but we have individuals that we need to pay attention to here today. We're gonna come back to this probably towards the end of the week. Probably, we'll see about that with the news coming out on the women's rowing side. But Bernat leading the Cats, the number one player, Bernat. We lead the Cats, one over par 73. There, Navarro, once again, Navarro has been playing outstanding. She was also one over for the day as well. So, Bernat, 28th place there. And let me see. And we'll kind of continue with Stu Burke here as well on Alinka and Carla. Quote, both of those ladies did a great job to get to the fourth round. Obviously, we wanted to get there as a team, but 2 out of 5 isn't bad. To be honest, it really is a changing of the guard. Carla has done so much for us the last 2 years. She has taken Alinka under her wing and shown her what it takes to be a high-class player. Tomorrow, they will go head-to-head in Carla's final round. So that's kind of cool for me to see. The future is bright, end quote. Yeah, that's something that's taking something out of that right there. We haven't heard, Alinka has been, the fourth best player all year long, and to see her come out, to come out of nowhere, but to hear that is very, very exciting, encouraging, and exciting as well. Obviously, this is going to be Carla's round, and obviously, Carla has done so much for K-State Women's Golf in the 2 years that she's been at Manhattan. It's been a joy just following her path and success here in Manhattan, Kansas there. And I know I'm jumping the gun on this already, but she's going to be, she's going to be, I said this way back in the middle of the semester, right? You've been following this podcast for a while, or since the beginning of 2025. I have said it. Carla Bernat is going to be one of the more famous, famous is not the right word, but one of the more popular, she's going to leave a legacy, like a Yoka Lee, I'm forgetting the volleyball player's name, oh my gosh, Serena Sundell's of the world, Aaliyah Carter, yeah, there we go, Aaliyah Carter, volleyball, Izzy, Zuliecki, also volleyball as well. So these impact players that we continue to talk about throughout the year, and I'm sure going into the new calendar year this fall, there's going to be some other players step up, rise up, and step up to the plate and take over. But again, Carla Bernat, It's been quite a joy, especially here in the spring, to see what she has done. Incredible. Obviously, today is going to be her last. Sophie Burt wrapped up her K-State career yesterday as well. But yeah, it's been the joy just following them around. And today, the final round. So, yeah, that's it. Pretty interesting there. That interesting take there. Well, not interesting take, but interesting take. The takeaway from that there, we had no idea about that as well. And Linka has taken steps forward, if anything, here. And yeah, so it'll be with the transit portal and whatnot. Stu Burt has this women's golf program here on the rise here, folks. It's going to be really interesting to see how it's going to shake out, obviously, going into fall. But we still got one more round here, and we'll see if they can move up some spots. And Lincoln Navarro and Claude Bonnat together, they're going to be playing, I wouldn't say head-to-head against each other, but, well, you can probably, yeah, you can say that. But they've been playing against each other all year, and really, since Claude's been there to K-State from Tulane there. I was going to say something else, but I totally forgot here on this podcast here, folks. So the that was going to get to here real quick. Let me see if I can grab that here before we sign off on this podcast. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Let's see if they can pull that up here. Yeah, so the card. I love this here. So the card here to wrap up this final round for the team, anyways, for K-State Women's Golf, falling short of the 15 event, the cutoff line. There, Navarro, 2-3. Well, actually, all weekend long, leading K-State. Man. +2. Bernat, +3. Nagashima, +15, along with Sophie Burt. And, all of them. From Nakashima, Burt, and Van Beek, +15 there. And so there is that there as well. So Lincoln Navarro and Carl Bernat will wrap up their season. So obviously Carl's going to be wrapping up her K-State career and Carl collegiate career to later on today out there in Carlsbad, California. That's kind of the lineup recap from yesterday's action out there, the NCAA Championships in Carlsbad, California. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found for you available daily. Or just record K-State content. It's your first time on this podcast. Thank you so much once again for tuning in to this episode. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, Podbean app. We are scheduled right now to go on. Me, myself, and Alex Aiden, we'll be talking baseball the end of the regular season, and if anything else comes up between now and then, we'll talk about it there on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GRIER number 3 EDID Podcast, and of course, tell one K-State fan about the Borough Project Podcast. And once again, one more time, shout out to all the graduates who walked the stage in Manhattan, Kansas over the weekend. It's that season, folks. Graduates, whether that's college, high school, or middle school transitioning to high school, whatever that is. So we wanted to announce that again here on this episode of the podcast. That is going to wrap things up on another Women's Golf episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State, the team wrapped up its season yesterday, but you still have Lincoln Navarro and Carl Bernat going after it today in their final day out there in California. We'll see if they can make some spots up there and finish this historic season for K-State on a high note. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.